So what's gone well since last time I saw you? You said something about the 20 minutes, you're really getting into that.
I found the 20-minute rule to be really helpful. That was one of the things I tried straight off, and it just seems to have clicked with me. Some of the other techniques, it's taken me longer to get into the habit.
Well, you said the tick sheet, it's about 7 weeks before you did that, and that's what I want to get across to people, is that, you know, just come along, don't feel you've got to do everything all at once. But you said that you've done the tick sheet, and what's your experience now? After 7 weeks and actually starting it, what's your experience?
It's been really positive, Debbie, because up until then I hadn't really thought much about it. We'd gone through it in the sessions, but there just came a time when it seemed to click with me. Mm-hmm. And I'm a natural list maker anyway, so once I worked out that I got to tick things off the list effectively, it's been great. I've really got a lot out of doing it.
And the other thing that you said earlier as well is that you said that you haven't been very well, but rather than just eating, you've thought it through and you thought, oh, am I enjoying this? Do I really want this? And I'll let you say what you said. Can you remember?
Things are definitely changing. Yeah. In the past, I've been overweight since childhood. And in the past, I've never really lost my appetite, even when I've been unwell. Mm. There are very few occasions when I actually feel I don't want anything to eat. That seems to be changing. Mm-hmm. I was unwell for a couple of weeks or so and actually got to the stage where I thought, do I really want this? Maybe I'll give it 20 minutes and see if I'm hungry.
Yeah.
And I just haven't felt like eating things. And because it's different from the patterns in my previous periods of ill health, it makes me think that it is somehow down to this.
Yeah.
Although I might not be able to explain why.
Ever. Okay. And the other thing I'll just capture as well, because you said as well, you thought, oh, what do I really want? You think, oh, I quite fancy fish and chips. And you'd already decided that you're going to have like a mini fish and chips. And then what happened?
I drew up outside the shop and I was convinced I hadn't eaten anything really much all day and thought, yes, as long as this is a treat and I accommodate it in my overall eating plan, it's fine. Just enjoy it. And as I pulled up outside the shop, I heard your voice saying to me, how will this feel over time? And I sat there thinking, is this really what I want? And I came to the conclusion it wasn't. Mm-hmm. So it was no hardship.
Yeah, that's choice, because I just want to, anybody listen to this, I'm not going to stop you eating it. I want you to eat the very best and think it through. And you equally could have thought it through and thought, well, actually, no, I really, really, really do fancy this. And you eat it then and you enjoy it. I remember one lady did this with toasted tea cakes and her daughter said, what are you doing eating that? I thought you were on a diet. She says, no, I'm eating whatever I want, just not all at once. And she did a 4-week programme with me on the Lean for Life course a few years ago and she dropped, I think, 11 pounds. She also gave me a testimonial saying that she'd been a Weight Watchers yo-yo dieter for 40 odd years, and she said, you know, this felt like freedom. Okay, so that's great. Thank you.
Thank you.